We want to talk now, though, about Saturday's Towers Hotel Killarney Historic Rally. It's going to feature a new media zone in Kenmare as part of the event's tribute to the late Mike Gane, a huge rally enthusiast, rally fan and competitor as well over the years. And with me on the line to talk about this, we've got Sean Moriarty, PRO of the Kerry Motor Club. Sean, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Gerry. PRO of the Kerry Motor Club, yes, but I'm here wearing my Killarney District Motor Club hat as well this morning because this...
This is your event.
Yeah, there's two clubs in the county. I'm involved in the two, but this is absolutely led and absolutely delivered by the rally fans and the rally community in Kinmare to honour a man that did so much behind the scenes that people would never realise what he did to keep rallying to the forefront of the community and helping local drivers and helping local navigators on their careers. Without this man, without Mike Gane, an awful lot of things would not happen in the Kinmare area. So regardless of the clubs, this is actually driven by the Kinmare rally community, and hats off to them for that.
Yeah, indeed. Look, there's a beautiful piece in the programme that's out now and available now. Mike Gane, 1968-2025, a Kinmare rally legend. It's fantastically well written. Pictures there of him in his car and all of his supporters and his friends in Kinmare as well. Well worth a read for anybody just to pick that up to remember what he did for rallying here in Killarney and in Kerry.
Yeah, look, Mike was one of these guys that was operating behind the scenes, and the first thing you have to take into consideration is that the traditional Mons Gap stage that's used in the Rally of the Lakes, using the Killarney Historic Rally annually. But, you know, you need people on the ground that can visit the local residents, explain the road closure orders, all that kind of stuff. And Mike was the man to do that kind of unseen volunteer work that no club, no matter what sport you're involved in, can operate with. He was also a great supporter. I mean, there's approximately 10 to 15 rally cars in the Kinmare, Kilcarvan area, and he supported all them drivers. You know, anything that had to be done to get the car ready, to drive the length and breadth of the country, to collect the part, to make sure the car made the start line. And it's these kind of unsung heroes that make the sport. And, you know, just... there's guys out there that, you know, we're going to celebrate a winner on Saturday night, and best of luck to all the competitors taking part. But these major events, it doesn't matter what the event, cannot take place without someone like Mike Gane in the background. And he's going to be sorely missed this weekend. He would be standing in his farmyard at the bottom of the gap in Corrig, a place that became very famous this year for all the wrong reasons. But he would have been standing in Corrig watching the rally pass by, and... you know, we couldn't run the type of events that we run without him involved, you know.
Yeah. You certainly couldn't, that's for sure. And I know that his wife Janice has introduced a beautiful memorial trophy in his honour as well. That'll feature at the rally in December, I think, and also at the Rally of the Lakes next May, Sean.
Yeah, that's what we know as the Kerry Cup, named after the townland where the farm is based. And the Kerry Cup is for the... Kinmare drivers, you know, Kinmare, Kilgarvan, that general direction, Kinmare drivers in the Rally of the Lakes or in the Killarney Historic Rally who set the fastest time over Mons Gap. And I think that's a very fitting tribute to him because it's given the trophy to his own people, and the competition is going to be decided on his own land, if you like. And that's really bringing it home. That's it's not just a generic trophy. It's a very specific Kinmare trophy fought for on Kinmare property, if you like. So I think that's a very poignant trophy to, and it'll be keenly fought. It'll be keenly, a lot of drivers will want that. Adrian Randalls, Thomas Randalls, there's Shane McCarthy was a personal friend of his. There's several drivers that will want that trophy on Saturday evening.
Yeah, there certainly will, that's for sure. And look, it's a celebration of Mike's life and his support for rallying and all that he did, the advice he gave to young drivers, advice for people with their cars if they're having trouble, all of that sort of, you said, the unseen work, Sean. And it is a sad story, but it's a celebration, really, of him.
It's a very sad story. We all know the heartbreak that was witnessed in the Kinmare region from March and April through when the sad news broke first, that he was first missing, and then it moved into something far more tragic. And, you know, he was a Kinmare rally man, and I think it's appropriate that, I'll just put it in context that we're running Miles Gap in the opposite direction Saturday evening from more or less Corrig to Muckers House, if you like, down. And then we have to hold the cars for an hour or so to allow darkness fall and make sure that every competitor has a fair crack in the dark. There's no one in dusk or no one in partial daylight. So in that hour, we've kind of a little bit of time to kill in the Kinmare region. And it was decided to do just a small little drive-through just outside the Atlantic Bar and speak to some of the top drivers and bring a bit of atmosphere, a bit of atmosphere to Kinmare. And of course, the whole service park is based in Gortmullen, the Kinmare Mart, and Mike was a regular visitor to that 2 or 3 days a week when, well-known sheep farmer in the area, and that was part of his life as well. So I suppose you're kind of ticking in a little box there that you're bringing it right home to where he spent his many a Monday or Tuesday morning on Mart days, and Kinmare are not the same without Mike either. So it's nice to have the rally in the Mart, which is directly connected with a man that did so much for the sport in South Kerry.
Yeah, indeed. And Sean, around about what time will that be that takes place in Kinmare?
I cut across there, but you can expect around 4 p.m. ish, and maybe be, I would expect 4 to 5 p.m. is the time that would happen. It'd be just around the time where they're holding the cars as they prepare for darkness to fall. So the cars would queue up outside the Atlantic Bar. There'd be a loudspeaker microphone there. I'd be there myself. I'd talk to the top drivers as they come through. We do our very best to talk to all the Kinmare drivers as well, and just add a bit of atmosphere, maybe kickstart the Christmas celebrations in Kinmare in a slightly different way. And, thank you to the town of Kinmare too as well for hosting the rally. So, we're giving something back by trying to create a crowd situation in the town on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Well, that's brilliant. And look, it's a great piece in the programme. Well, we're checking out for everybody. How's the rally finally shaping up in general, Sean? A huge amount to look forward to for fans.
Lots of things to look forward to. Like the rally kind of unofficially kicks off around 3 p.m. on Saturday evening. There's a BMW motorsport event being hosted by Aherns in Castle Island, and that's worth going to. Some of the top drivers will be there to unveil their new cars for the weekend. Move on to Killarney Town Centre around 6 p.m. On Saturday, on Friday evening, there's a ceremonial start outside the Towers Hotel in College Square. That's a new location, a slightly different variation from the usual Main Street. Usual driver preliminaries is a driver's briefing in the Plaza Hotel on Saturday night or Friday night. And then the action kicks off very early on Saturday morning. First car into Miles Gap around 8 a.m. and Miles Gap up, as they say, and then you have three stages done twice in the Lissaclary, Sheen River, Routley Valley area of Kinmare. That's done twice before Miles Gap down, and then the grand finale in the pitch dark around 4:45 on Saturday evening. The competing crews come down the Miles Gap Road in the dark, a huge challenge, a huge sting in the tail for the event, ahead of a ceremonial finish outside the Plaza Hotel. The ceremonial finish is in line with the Christmas and Killarney parade, so that means that once Santa Claus does his business in Killarney, the rally will take over for half an hour then after that. So there's plenty to look forward to in Killarney on Saturday evening with the Santa Claus parade, followed immediately by the ceremonial presentation outside the plaza for the rally.
Okay, Sean, listen, brilliant stuff. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me on the programme about that this morning. That is the Killarney Historic Rally taking place this weekend, and that special tribute to Mike Gain as part of it. And as I said, it's a beautiful piece written in the programme this year about him and his love for rallying.